Azerbaijan looks to clamp down further on religious freedom. Christians detail aid to Pakistan's crisis, and one ministry is looking to sew some apron strings. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Believers in Azerbaijan likely face a significant loss of religious freedom. Their president was expected to sign some oppressive amendments into law this week, says Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
Some of these amendments include issues such as making registration of religious communities compulsory. It would restrict the locations where religious literature could be sold. It appears that religious communities that are already registered will have to re-register again. And it's kind of a difficult and expensive process for this to happen.
Christians and human rights groups around the world are concerned about the government's lack of transparency and the threat of increased oppression.
When restrictions like this come into play, depending on how vigorously they are enforced, they can have a very chilling effect on the ministry of churches there.
Pray for Christians in Azerbaijan as they continue to share and live out their faith. Next, the conflict between the Pakistani government and the Taliban has displaced 1.7 million people. Grace Weeb explains what the Christian Reform World Relief Committee is doing to help.
Where we would hope that it would be a temporary three-month IDP camp situation, we're not expecting it to be. So with our partner on the ground, which is Interfaith League Against Poverty, we're talking about future rehabilitation.
They have a budget of $1.5 million to help with this, but they haven't raised the money yet.
What we're doing in response is to provide some non-food items to 2,000 families that are in one of the 22 IDP camps. Those are mattresses, water coolers, and mosquito nets.
They're also working to share Christ, but have to be careful because of the large Muslim influence in the area. Even so,
we've hired Muslims on our staff while we have Christians at the head of the organization, and they see us in prayer time, etc. And we can talk about God, but we try to be as open as we can. But God uses every circumstance to open the eyes, so we pray for their eyes to be open.
Go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new independent report suggests 10% of Iraqi families watch Sat-7 during the year. Even in a mostly Islamic nation, that's more than any Christian network in the U.S. Sat-7 knows in the Middle East kids control the TV. They get feedback all the time saying kids are choosing Sat-7's programs over conventional Arab television and requesting Christian materials afterwards. Pray kids will continue to choose Sat-7 and be the avenue that spreads Christ's love to their country. Meanwhile, women in Russia and the former Soviet Union grow their relationships in the kitchen. Global Aid Network has found a way to connect the wordless book and that fellowship. They've introduced gospel aprons, where each of the colors of the pockets that trim the aprons represent a part of the message of truth. The women appreciate the gift and the daily reminder of the love that Jesus gives us. Our website gives you details on two ways you can be involved. And two inventions are helping a ministry that's reaching out to the developmentally disabled in the United States. Shepherd's Ministry, based in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been given a couple of gifts that will keep on giving. The program director of Shepherd's Enterprises, Alan Castelli, says,
two supporters of our ministry came to us and said that they had a product that they invented and patented and wanted to give it over to us to produce and sell to support the ministry.
The Click Stick helps people hold small cameras, while the Easy Carry is a drywall carrier. 92 developmentally disabled people produce the products. Castelli says this story helps them share the gospel.
Whether we're working with a plastics company or packaging company, we are not ashamed of the gospel, and we will share the gospel with anybody who's willing to listen. And to be honest with you, the residents do it far better than even the staff does. So if we can get people on campus, they're going to hear the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are coming to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Support MNN Today link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.